This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Where it's mildly shy to. The another thing here about the Inyanim of Shmitas and Yovelis. There's a very strange setup with the Avodim. Yovel is Chal. There's a stira whether Yovel is Chal in Rosh Hashanah or Chal in Yom Kippur. So it says that Be'emes on Rosh Hashanah the Avodim go free. That's already, if that happens on Rosh Hashanah. And they don't work from Rosh Hashanah onwards. Till Yom Kippur, they sit around and the other in his Mashke and Michael and so on and so forth. And then with the true of Yevul, they go back to the Karka. What do you need this whole ceremony if they can go home on Rosh Hashanah? You know, at least give David the option if he wants to stick around and be Nen or not. I mean, if it's Shnas HaYevul that is Mufka from Avdus, so let him go on Rosh Hashanah. What's the kuf of waiting over here between the two? Demis is, there's a similar situation. When Kaisel went out of Mitzrayim, the Hafsakas Avoida was already on, was at night. That's when by Makas Bechayres, Pyra told them, go, and they were B'nei Chayre. They didn't leave until the morning. They didn't leave Mitzrayim until 7 days. There seemed to have been also a sort of a time thing over here where there was a matzav when they stopped being Meshubat Radin, and yet they did not go yet to Eretz Yisrael by Mitzrayim or home by Avodim. What's the Inyan there? Also, the Inyan, the word Tzmisa is an interesting word. The word Tzmisa is meaning forever, permanently. It's the only place the Torah appears is here. It doesn't appear. Usually, the word forever is Lo'ilam. Avodim Lo'ilam. Or Lo'ilam always means forever. Here, the word Tzmisa. Obviously, because Lo'ilam by Avodim does mean Tol Yevul. Whereas Tzmisa means forever, excluding Yevul. It's interesting. What's the meaning of forever in the sense of Lo'ilam and the meaning forever in the sense of Tzmisus? Tzmisus has a bad connotation to it, as a matter of fact. It's Miloshin. Fastings, thirsting is Miloshin. It's interesting. It's the only place, the only passion story where the word Tzmisus is used to mean forever. So we have to understand an Inyan that's it's Bemis and Inyan Omek Moed in the Metzias of the Bria. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekoymesh al Oilam, Veina Oilam Mekoymesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekoymesh al Oilam, he's called Mokoym. It's one of the kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the world is not mekoymoy. There's a word from Reb Tzadik that he says that just like there are no two nefashes alike in the world, every single nefesh is different. So too, he says, Misvari says it's mistava that every single mokum is also different. Obviously, it's habahotalia. I mean, it's not stam that like this. It's because every nefesh is different, every mokim is different. I try to understand what is the getter of mokim. The Nefesh HaChaim speaks about it in Shah Gimel in a very deep way, very richistic way. I don't want to go into it. Not exactly the same knetch, not exactly the kuda that he's aimed on. But everything that exists in the Bria exists within a set of circumstances. There is a person lives within a context. A person lives within a context of parents, location, surroundings, circumstance, money, talents, and so on. Those are all in yonim into which a person is born into, and it's the framework within which a person operates. That is the mokrim. For us, it's like this. The way we look at it, in other words, wrongly so. The initial perspective is a person is a person, I'm me. And then I was given to pick up all sorts of odds and ends, all sorts of X amount of talent, X amount of resources, X amount of sviva, and so on and so forth. That's the way we understand, that's the way we misyachas to the makam around us. We like to think of ourselves as the mekayim shalom. In other words, just like I walk down to the store and I pick up two boxes of this, one box of this, a case of that, and so on. So I'm me, and I'm ki'ilu, the platform for all the things that I pick up in the store. A person wants to understand that he is the same with the world. He controls, just like a person can buy and take and control what he's doing, so too the person his circumstances are the same, just like his kinyanim. A person can decide he wants to buy this or that, he wants so much of this, so much of that, he wants to buy, he wants to spend, he wants to work, he wants to earn. So too a person can decide all the inyanim around him as well. That is where we go wrong in the Pchinas Mokon, and we get a sense of bailus on Mokon that's not true. The Gemara says, mentioned a few times, Gemara in Tainis, it says Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos was very poor, and he struggled very much with his poverty, and one day he went to be Makas Dam, and he couldn't be Makas Dam. He couldn't eat anything afterwards. Hakazas Dam, it wears you out terribly. You lose a certain amount of blood. And the only thing he found was a clip of a garlic, and he ate it and he fainted. He was hungry, and this was the like market of passage. And he was mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should change his fortune, should change his life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, if you want to, I can overturn the entire world from the beginning of the Bria till now, and maybe you'll have a better mazal. So Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Elazar just told him, all that tircha and maybe lo nichali. I'll and then he asked him to see a schar and so on, a whole arichas. But the pshat is, it's not the person has certain kinyanim. And what's the problem of giving a person more kinyanim? I mean, I have talent, this, that, or the other. Give more. The pshat is the opposite. There's a certain context within which the person exists. And just like if a person stands on a place, and the place were to fall in, then if it was to break off, the person would fall down, fall through. He couldn't stand there. A person does not have an existence aside from the basic circumstances within which he exists. That is his mokrin. And if you want it differently, you can't just move aside. If you move aside, you don't have a place. There's no other place for you. What I can do is I can turn over the whole world from the beginning to the end, and then you don't know. You might end up in a different place. But in the framework of the entire world, from the first day to the last day, everything exists in the Metzius. And that's the Pshat, that's what the Tzadik means, that everything, there's a framework for everything, and B'meila, just like every Nefesh is different, every Mokum is different. Because every Nefesh tells us to a Mokum, and every Mokum is a place for a certain Nefesh. It says the difference between Mokum, the Malms of this, the word tachas and mokom. Now, it's tachas is something right underneath you. Mokom is a larger place, like by Orem Miklot, the Santech or Mokom means it's like a circle of things within which you exist. It's something that's immediately underneath you is called tachas. But your mokom, it says like a mokom of Adam is dalet al dalet. A person takes up less space than that, but that's his mokrim. There's a certain mokrim is the framework or the circle within which you have a metzias. And There is no way for a person to have a metzias outside of that. So, as much as a person has shlita to work within his kinyanim, the person himself cannot completely change his kinyanim. So the first teher of emunah, of bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this nekuda. It says by Iyov. By Iyov it says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Nisyonis on Iyov, so it says he held strong, and then when it got too much, and he himself became afflicted with Negoyim, so it says, Vayiftach Iyov's piv, Vayekalel es Yoimoy. He didn't curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he cursed his mazel. He said, you know, halvai the day, you know, that I was born, the and the night should never have been, and so on and so forth. He deherred the fact that there were circumstances, and it's in the context of circumstances that he was kofer. So, and that's called kfir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyot. But al kaponim, the metzias of makom is the metzias within which a person exists, and without that makom, a person can't change his makom. He can do things within the makom. He can improve things, move things, shake things. Anything that's within the general makom is that's lemoshel. It says mishana makom, mishana mazel. It's because, in a sense, the mazel is following the makom. And when a person has his right makom, either the person is so that's where he has his makomoy, and that's where things sometimes if things don't go well for a person, it's because he's not in his makom, and if he's not in his makom, things just don't happen because things happen only within the context of the makom that the person has. That is the first teher of makom, and b'meila the Torah says that every that there's an inyan of shmitas, that every so often a person, just like Shabbos, a person ceases to work, and he allows. You know, on Shabbos there's a din isha etzim im koimoy. Every person has to recognize that he's bound to his makom. On Shabbos, a person recognizes that no matter how much effort the person has, he's still within a certain framework of a metzias. The Shabbos is a sort of a circle. The whole week is called the Shabbos in Lashon Kodesh because it's ke'ilu the largest circle within the person operates. So the person recognizes the given, and no matter how hard he works, he can only do with it in that given. But he can't go with outside of it. Ayetzi from Koyim is only essay in Shabbos, besides the essay of Kaddish. As Melachas go, Issa Tchumen is an essay, because ke'ilu Shabbos is kaveh the mokum of the person. That is the metzias of Shabbos, and that's the metzias of Shemitah, which is parallel to it. There's a much deeper nekuda in this inyan. A person who's a kaifer is boyet. He thinks he could, if he works hard enough, and if the person pushes hard enough, then the person will be able to overcome what he thinks is his problems. And there's a certain recognition of elementary bitachon that it's biyad Hashem, and the basic inyanim have been already have been set for him, and he has to work within that metzius. That is the basic sense of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. There's a much deeper knetch, and that is that it says in the Sfarim, the word makom is what they call in the Sfarim Shem Havaya BeHakor. BeHakor is the old Lashon Kodesh for, it's the only Lashon Kodesh for squaring a number. Squaring a number is called Kabbalah from HaKor, and if you take the Shem Havaya and you square each letter and you add it up, it's the Gematria Makom. That's the relationship between Mokar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Pshat, what it means is when you square something means you make a Metzias Malaya out of something. When you have the number two, you have the number two. When the number two becomes a Shetach, when it becomes sort of three-dimensional, two-dimensional, it's by squaring it. So fleshing out something in a complete metzias is through squaring something. A side of a field that's two is a side, it's a line. Square it and you get a shetach inside it. That's the significance in gematria of squaring a number. So if Shem Havaya behakor, each letter separately, if you square it and you add it together, you get the b'chinas mokom. So that means that the b'chinas mokom is the Shem Havaya in a certain milu, you know, it's the fullness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha, Metzias, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Mokim. In a deeper sense, a person's only Metzias is the Mokim. A person, it's like telling somebody, you know, for instance, let's take a mashal. A person works in a place, and the place is very sloppy, it's very messy, there's a lot of garbage there, whatever it is. So the person can complain about it, and then realize what's the only place that he could find a job. So he has to stay, then he has to keep it. That's one perception. So it's right, it's a problem, it's a very dirty place, very messy place, but it's the only place that offered him a job, so if he wants to have a job, this is what's going to happen. Let's say a person works at cleaning. He's a garbage collector. So it's not the pshat that despite the fact that the place is dirty and unkempt, he got a job cleaning it. It's because this is your metzias. The things wrong over here, that defines you. It's not you're doing your avodah despite those problems. But those problems are your avoda. A person has to the hair. Had there not been chisaron in the world, had there not been problems, then there's no mokum for Adam. In pure perfection, then where's the mokum for nivra? There's no avoda. There's no design. But mainly everything is both like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The metzias of Adam is because the chisaron of the bria. So if it expresses it in its full sharpness, the chisaron is the Adam, and his personal chisaron is the person's metzias himself. And the only place a person has a metzias, for a person who has, if every person with his talent, when a person goes to a job market, so his talents describe the place, the chisaron in the place where he's going to find a job. If this person's metzias, when a person's looking for a job, he's basically looking for a problem. Where is there a problem that I have a shaykhus to fix? If a person has muscles, then a place that needs something moved is the place where he's going to find a job. If the person organizes things, a place where things need to be organized. So every person's metzias is the chisaron. The chisaron gives the person metzias, and the person's metzias itself is described by the chisaron. So the pchinas mokrim and the pchinas of the person and the pchina of the person is hainu hach. It's not just hechetimtze, but it describes the person as he is, as metzias is. That is the deeper the hair in mokrim. The pchina of yovel is that pchina. In other words, Shemitah is everything, everybody's the same. The poor and rich, everybody stops working, everybody eats equally from the field. So it's sort of an understanding that of the helplessness of a person, that there are circumstances where a person can't be misgabra on because they were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody, the Chayis HaSada and the Behema and the Ani and the Asher, all eat together for one common job. That is one deher. The deeper the hair is, that is that adarabah, when the person goes back to his mokrim, that everything comes back to its mokrim, that's the fullness of the metzias. It's in unyevil, everything goes back to its mokrim, because everything has a mokrim, and everything exists only because of its mokrim. That's the hair of yevil. So it's two different inyanim. One inyan is an elementary inyan that things exist as they are, and you can't. Koyach v'atzimyori will not take you past a certain thing. A person has koyach and chayel, koyach lasas a chayel azeh, to do within the area that Kadosh Baruch Hu prescribed for him. This is the area that you're going to better change la'avdol l'shamra. And a person can only work within that and not overcome the etzem makom. That's the first ahead. So Shemitah gives a certain gevul to the koyach adam ad kan, until you're in shishi ba'erev, that's it. And from that point onwards, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yevil is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds that his mitzias and his makom is one and the same. Let's go back a little bit to the other we mentioned. Let's get understand the passion. Geula, golos means things are not in their makom. That's golos. And that is the elementary definition of golos. And therefore, golos is defined by the lack of at the minute something is not in its makom, it can't function. Chalal Yisrael Shalibim Koimoi is handicapped. The center of Avodah was Beis Hamikdash, Karbonis and Re'iya and a large chunk of the mitzvahs. We can't do them because we're not now mokrin, and all we do is a zecha for those in yanim. So when a thing is not in its makom, it is severely handicapped in its ability to do what it's supposed to do. That's geulah. By definition, if geulah is the opposite, geulah means coming back to your place. That's what geulah is. Geulah is not the freedom. It's not because I'm in geulah. And therefore, I happen to be by an ummah that's nasty. Therefore, I'm being hurt, and so on. And if I weren't here, I wouldn't be hurt. The matzav of being handicapped is because you're not ben koimcha. A thing has no metzias when it's not ben koimcha. So geula, all of those inyanim of the parsha is the nyanim of things going back to their makom. There's everything in the world has a makom. Without its makom, it doesn't exist. It can't exist in a place that's not its makom. And therefore, everything has to go back to where it came from. The Geir V'Toshav is keneged Shemitah and Yovel. The pshat is because geirus is the first level when a person is makir that he's not the balabos in the world. So the first havana and tfisa is geirus. The person is a stranger. I don't own anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, it's mine. With a flick of the finger, it's not mine anymore. I don't have anything that I can say I'm the master of. That I'm the Bailam, I'm the Odin, I'm the Meshabed. It doesn't exist. That is the first Nekuda of the first level of Emunah, of Bitochen, and so on. And is the Deher of Geirus. The deeper Deher is that Toshav, that Adarabba, the place that I have is the Mokom HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. It's not this, despite the fact that I don't want it, I have to cope with it because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, but rather it's because that's the makom for me. I don't have a place in this world without my particular makom. So the oimek of Yovel's the hair is that adrabah, that I'm a toshav, I have a place to sit on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a makom, and I the hair that makom. The word semisus and la'olam is taka for that reason. The word la'olam means, it has a positive connotation, it means forever. And forever in the sense that it comes back to la'olam is hateful yovel, it comes back to its mocker. It's a complete world. It's faket. It's my entire scope of mitzias coming back to my original mocker. Semisus means to be cut off. Anything, if I'm minutic from my mokrin for more than your evil, then the pshat is I lose my mokrin. If you lose your mokrin, then you're gone. Semisus is not forever eternal in the positive sense that it keeps going forever, but it means cut off. Like Rashi says, psiko. It's mechira olam is not in the sense that it's a powerful sale, but it means the other person lost it. The mitzvahs of avodim that we spoke about, that it's a strange setup, that you have the avodim, they Rosh Hashanah stop working, and then they wait, they lounge around till Yom Kippur, oichol v'sheis and so on, and then they go back to Mekoyman. And same thing we saw by Mitzrayim was the same thing, that it's a mitzvahs of they went out at night, they were nigal, and then they hung around, and daytime they went out, or the seventh day they went out. The Teretz is because Geula, the opposite of Golos is not non-Golos. Had Lu Yitzur, somebody runs away, he's in jail, or he's by a very cruel master, and he picks himself up and runs back home, or runs away to wherever. So the tfisa is place A is a bad place, and place B is just not place A. It doesn't make a difference where I go to. Like the Rav said, very famous by the Surah Kvirta Necha Berachas. The Malach asked her, where are you going to? So she said, I'm running away from Surah. I'm not going anywhere. The main thing is, as long as I'm not by Surah, things will be okay. So the metzias that the hair over there is the hafka of. The golos is seen, the golos, the shibud, the and so on, is all seen, the avdus is seen as being the problem, and getting away from it is the solution. The Teretz is, there's a waiting period in the middle to understand that it's just, that is just a mikra. A person can be ger yuzaracha be'eretz lo lohem, And there doesn't have to be a avodim v'inoisam. There could be a avodim v'inoisam. There might be one, but it's not intrinsic. They have to the hair that it, what they're trying to do is not get away from the tzara, but to go back to their mokrim. The going back to their mokrim gives them their mitzias. So Klal Yisrael had a period where they were in Mitzrayim without the. Because they're not in the place where they should be, therefore they don't have mitzias, and then now they understood to go. It says by the Arba L'Shreinis of Gula, there's a hefsik between the Vaitzesi and the Veivesi, and that hefsik is seen as being detrimental in the sense we still live with that hefsik. We were zeicha to go out Mitzrayim, and we have haftocha that we'll never go back again. We weren't zeichah to go into Eretz Yisrael as a hemshach of that avtocha, and the going to Eretz Yisrael has its problems, and Adayim is there, we don't have the vevesi, that's a safe posik. The hefsik over there is not a mikra. The hefsik is that mahalach where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to stop it in order to. Had the vevesi been continuous, we would have only seen Eretz Yisrael as a chetimtza, not to be Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is not good, Yavon is not good, Raimi is not good. So by default, we're there. The hair has to be that Veivesi is a deeper Havana of the entire Mitzias. Veivesi is because I'm there. It's this is my mocker. I won't understand it. There are two ifanim in which I'd like to deher it in a more lemaistic ifan. A person, everyone has his problems, his chasroinus, his problems, and so on. A person who's not a maimon is grumbles and complains. Well, you know, IOs get bad luck. People do this. Whatever. A typical person complains. Whatever. A person who's a little bit of a maimon, he says, no, that's what the Eibishter wants, and that's what he does. And, you know, we have to accept it. The Ava, the Simcha, and so on and so forth. That is an approach of elementary emunah. There's a much deeper deher that's the emes. If we're talking about the ongoing mitzias of a person, we're not talking about a mikra that happened or a specific ashkocha where we see it as part of midas adin, as part of this, part of that, but the ongoing general structure that a person has mitzad his abilities, mitzad his circumstances, and so on and so forth. The hair has to be that this is my mokrim. The mitzias of a person's mitzias lies over here. I'm not a toshav. My toshav is because this is me. The mokrim for nivroim in the world is a mokrim chisarim. In a mokrim that's completely shalem, there's no mokrim. A person's mitzias is the chisarim that he has. And b'meila, the hearing that this is my mitzias. Faket. If I won't have this, then I don't have any mitzias. That's the much deeper, and it's a very high darga. It's the darga, that's the darga of Yovel Luma Shmita. It's the darga of Toisha of Luma's Ger. Ger, the attitude of Ger is, well, we're only here in this world for a short time, and we have to bear it, and if we do good, and we're Oymit Ben Nisayan, everything will be okay, Lassa Lama. That's a darga of tremendous amun and bitach. But the oymek of the tefisa is that this is the toshav. This is me. There's a word from the Kotzka. Al toymek she'efne eshne shem aloiti pone. It says, don't say, you know, when I'll have time to learn. So the pashto pshat is because maybe you just won't have time. You'll be busy and you'll just never get around to learning. The Kotzka says shem aloiti pone. Maybe you are a loiti pone. Maybe your mitzias is the mitzias of a person who has many tirdis. So your avoda has to take place within that context. Ke'ilu a person thinks to himself, my mitzias of avoda is a calm, collected matzah. There's a problem, so let's work getting problem out, and then we'll have a calm, collected matzah. And maybe your mitzias is the mitzias of the person of nonstop tirdis. So then Hilchas Talmud Torah has to apply to that matzah. Maybe that's who you are. The mitzias of geula of avodim is that everything goes back to its place. Everything is shavah. Basically, means the whole bria finds its mokrim. Every sada has a mokrim. Every person, and that's why it's called geula. It's not because one person gains, so the other person loses. We ask. So why is that called geula? The Torah says no. The bria, when it comes, golus means a situation where things are not where they should be, and therefore, whether they're so-called in a better place or in a worse place, they still don't exist. They don't have a place. When everything goes back to its place, that's called a matzav geula. There's a parallel. So one inyan is the inyan of a person understanding that that's his mitzias. There's another inyan where you find a parallel between the Yovel and Shavuos, in that both of them are spheres of 49 and 50. Both of them you count the 49, and both of them you don't count the 50th. And that's a steer in the pasuk. Kilo, the pasuk says you do count Chamishim Yoim and Maradashes, and same thing by Yovel, the sphere of 49, and the 50th is the Teretz is spheres all hechetimtza. Of going, of moving. When a thing snaps into place, it's different. In avoda of step by step, that's a mahalach. When something finds its place, when a person goes to a place that's not his place, he needs a map. he says, okay, go here, two streets down, one street up, third house, and knock on the door, and your sim is this and this. When a person comes, so when a person gets there, his mind is still working, and he says, ah, this is the third house, and this is the simon, it's blue, and it's this, and it's that, and it's part of the simon milsa. When a person comes home, so when he walks in, let's say he's coming from a different direction, he needs directions how to get home. But when he comes home, he doesn't say, ah, this fits the simonim. This is home. This is where I am. The person is taifis it as his metzias, not as part of a book of directions. So the metzias of 49 nekudas are hechetimtzis. Because it's still not there, it's still not home, then the person is going with the mahalach. This sphere, that sphere, the first day, the first week, the second week, the third day, and so on and so forth. The 50th day is not the 50th day anymore. That's my metzias. It's not a direction anymore. It's not a chetimtz anymore. It's my metzias itself. On your own metzias, it's not taifis in terms of direction. So one echetim, one tefisa is that everything, the general problems for Shrein and Son that a person has, that is his metzias. The second tefisa is that what the source, Golos versus Geula, is not a mikra. The Maral speaks about a lot when he speaks in Netzach. Things that are not bim koimon, things that don't have that are not in their makom, they are behech reach, they suffer. Something that doesn't have its makom, and b'meila, in a broader sense, if a person's toifis is mitzias, mikoyach not a kadosh baruch who's mikoyim shalaylam, but mikoyach everything around him, then the person has no menucha. The world can't give him a nucha mitzat atzim because it's not his mokum. The fact when a person dehears that a kadosh baruch hu is mekoyim shaloylam, when a person dehears that ultimately it's only where he fits into his shayrish that he has a mokum, that's where shayach that a person has menucha. It's shmita is a tkufa of avoda, and it's not a mokum menucha. Yovel is the mokum where everything goes back to its shayrish. And the shayrish of everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki li kol ha'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, since I'm the shayrish of everything, then everything has to find its makom by me. A person, in as much as a person tries to, as much as a person tries to deher himself being koivish to metzius, there's no menucha for him. When a person deheres that his metzius is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mekoimish al oilam, that's why when you menachem somebody, you say hamokim yemalach esroincha or hamokim yenachem eschem, because the only within the context of this world, it's a loss, a total loss. There's no. That's it. You lost and fatik. The only place when a person sees himself within the context of this metzias, then chisaron is real chisaron. When a person dehears himself that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate makom, that everything exists because it's kashan of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that lifts him lamaila from chisaron and hefsid, and that puts him in a metzias where he's always shovel base of achuzasoi and he's davening Kadosh Baruch Hu.